I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hudson deals. Swung on and hit in the air to left field and deep. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a grand slam. Anthony Volpe put a charge in one. A grand slam to left field, and the Yankees now take a 5-2 lead.
John Sterling with the call on WFAN last night. The Yankees not going away just yet. A grand slam from Anthony Volpe and an 11-4 win over the Dodgers in Game 4. We welcome in Cardinals broadcaster Polo Asensio, who has been following the World Series. Good morning, Polo. How about last night?
Buenos dias, Tom. Hey, Tom, can you say Polo Asensio, our World Series insider? It sounds a lot. It gives me another thing to put on my resume, bro.
KMOX World Series insider Polo Asensio joining us on KMOX. We are proud to we're very proud that you're wearing that credential with KMOX on it. And I know this was thought to be an historic World Series potentially, but the Dodgers were looking at a 4-game sweep, and the Yankees finally woke up, didn't they?
Too much for Otani versus Judge. You know, between the two of them have done absolutely nothing. No home runs, no nothing. Aaron Judge hitting less than 100 over the World Series. No home runs, like I said. And yesterday when I was watching the game on Fox, and they were talking, oh, he looks a lot better. He looks a lot better. The guy had one hit and 4 at bats. And they're talking about he looks a lot better. And Shohei Otani plays with a dislocated shoulder. I mean, you guys saw him. We all saw him running yesterday, holding on to the jersey because they don't want him to move his arm. I mean, I don't know if it's worth it. The Dodgers are up 3-1. You know, they need one more W to secure the World Series. I don't know if it was worth it to play Otani yesterday, especially with Dave Roberts. Basically, I'm not going to say waving the white flag, but he was waving the white flag from the beginning with, you know, a so-called bullpen a game, even though at the end of the day, the Yankees used more pitchers than the Dodgers. But other than Otani and Judge not doing much, I think yesterday we saw what the Yankees are capable of doing. We saw what they can do. And we see how important those role players are. You know, the bottom of the lineup for the Yankees yesterday did the damage with Anthony Volpe, with Aaron Wells, with Alex Verdugo. And let's see what happens tonight. You know, the Yankees want to bring it back to L.A. The Dodgers don't want to bring it back to L.A., because once you get to L.A., it's going to be 3-2, and Game 6 could be very interesting if it goes the Yankees' way. But for now, I think it's going to be a good game tonight. And again, those two guys, you know, we are still waiting for Otani and Judge to do something special, because that's what MLB wanted. That's what a lot of fans wanted. And so far, they have been They owe us right now.
I agree with you. It was a crazy game. Everything that happened yesterday, Freeman hits a home run for the 6th consecutive World Series game. You had, of course, the fan interference, and I really liked Mookie Betts after the game. That is the attitude you need to take, where he said it's irrelevant. We lost, when everybody was gathered around his locker trying to ask him about that. Meanwhile, they give the ball to Jack Flaherty tonight. What has been your impression of the former Cardinal?
Well, in the World Series, that one game, he was phenomenal. When he pitches at home, he does a really good job, or at least he did a really good job his most two recent starts. But we all saw, the ones who paid attention, we saw what happened when he faced the Mets in New York. It was not good. It was not good for Jack. And that is the Jack that we know. That's the Jack that we love and we hate sometimes, because we don't know what we're going to get from him. I think this is the start of his life. This is the start that can give him the big contract that everybody wants. Don't forget, Jack Flaherty is a free agent at the end of this season. And if he has a good start, even if the Dodgers don't win, this could be it for Jack Flaherty when it comes down to, you know what, he deserves this much money. But in front of him, Gerrit Cole, another guy that is pitching hurt. There's a lot of superstars playing hurt in the World Series. And that's what you do. If you're a superstar, you go out there and play. Even as I said before, if I don't agree that with Otani playing at least the game yesterday. But Jack, he is focused. As we know, he is very passionate. He is very intense. And let's see what happens with him tonight in front of 50,000 fans at Yankee Stadium, and you know that they're going to be on him just like those two fans were on Mookie Betts yesterday. But before we go, and I know we need to talk a lot about what's going on, Tom, the umpires this World Series, the calls behind the plate yesterday, two calls at first base. If we don't have the replay, and if anybody knows what can happen with a bad decision, especially in first base, is St. Louis Cardinals fans. It's ridiculous that MLB is sending not their best men out there, and we've been seeing it. Like behind the plate, the calls have been terrible. And yesterday on first base, what was that about? Yeah, they got it right with the replay, but that's not the point. You know, you have the replay there for close plays, but those two plays at first base, most of them against the Dodgers, they were not even close. Like, what are we doing here?
That was Chad Fairchild, the first base umpire last night. Doug Eddings behind the plate, Todd Titchener, Carlos Torres, and then in the outfield, Andy Fletcher, Mark Carlson. So we'll see where they align them tonight, but you're absolutely right. It's important, and I'll leave you with this. It's never happened in baseball history where a team up 3-0 in the World Series, let alone lost the series, but had to go to a Game 6. I found that amazing, actually. 25 times it's happened where a team's been up 3-0. 21 times they swept. 4 other times they won in Game 5. You just never know in this game. We'll see. It'll get tight if the Yankees start to roll tonight.
You never know, Tom. And something that the great Manny Mota told me once, Polo, baseball is so weird that the baseball is round and it comes inside a square box. So think about that when you think about baseball, the complexity and the weirdness of baseball. I expect the Dodgers to respond tonight. I expect the Dodgers to win tonight. And if they don't, then, hey, see you Friday at Dodger Stadium.
Have a good one, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom. Have a good one, everybody.
That is Cardinals broadcaster and our World Series correspondent, Polo Asensio, on KMOX.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.